TH. Soldiers. I remember when that terrible earthquake in Sichuan in China. Happened that you saw in the news how Chinese soldiers immediately appeared there in large numbers and very efficiently helped people. And spoke to my wife then, who was from there, China, and she said that, yes, this is what soldiers do. That's what they are there for, to protect people. In other words, they're not just, you know, primarily there to fight. They can do that too if they are attacked. But they are first of all there to protect people. Of course, we have that around here also, that if something happens, well, sometimes you will get the military there to help out. But generally in Sweden, it's the fire squad and so on. But it's nice, isn't it? Now, in other places that we might find somewhere elsewhere on this planet, there were also some natural disasters some years ago along the south coast, and the storm or whatever it was. And a famous one with a name. And I heard about that also when it happened, that the president didn't react at all, basically, and they got no help. People were yelling about that in the area, and it was out there in the news. I don't know more than what I saw, but well, maybe those soldiers were sent out to other countries on the other side of the planet to fight with people there who happened to belong to a side in that country that this country didn't like, and so on and so forth. So there are very different ways to look at what a soldier is, who a soldier is, and what soldiers are for. In this old Indian Vedic culture, there is the term kshatriya, one of the four social classes, which is not supposed to be, but well, maybe became a bit of like the not too benevolent versions of class societies we saw in Europe and see maybe even more today. But more a society seen as a body consisting of different parts, which are all important for the workings of the body and where everyone learns to serve the full body, so to speak. So, which I think is pretty nice. And there is the same, that the kshatriyas, they are heroic, they are courageous, they are strong, have strong arms. This is how Krishna called Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, strong-armed one. And yes, if challenged, they will not back out. These such people, strong people, are needed in a society. They can really make the society strong, and therefore people feeling secure and happy. But if those either themselves are corrupt, like some warlords that you find sometimes, like in China, they used to be warlords in different areas and led by some big power guy who, well, maybe he was noble, but maybe he was more like a mafia leader. I don't know. So it's all about human qualities. The quality leaders we always need and want, unless we should live in anarchy and everyone for him or herself, or communalism or something, which is, well, still requires protection. And, well, so those kshatriyas, how were they? How did they learn to do the good, to be the good one, good kshatriya? Well, first of all, they were not controlled by some greedy business politicians who sends them out here and there in the world according to their finance-guided whims. Kill that leader, fight those people, take that, colonize that, take over those countries because they have that natural resource we want. You are our heroes, but you are our servant because we are your democratically elected leaders. So you are fighting for our glorious nation, and all our people will thank you. You know, that kind of talk that, well, some fall for, and then they go out there and think they're serving their nation. But no, kshatriyas, they follow the wise ones, the ones who actually have knowledge about dharma. And dharma means just what we're talking about. How to make the society harmonious, happy, strong, balanced, including what we nowadays call ecology. To make sure people can live wherever they live and whoever they are safely. Men, women, children, old, young. Can go out there, walk around and live and have nothing to fear. This is Dharma. And of course, nowadays, we sometimes are told that it is not possible, it's just some old fiction from the past, when people were primitive. But wrote good books. But I say we still find it, I mean, and probably most of all in Asia. And I know some of the Euro club or the US club, you know, the white ones over there who are definitely not racist, no, but they will... show their discomfort at these words being spoken. What are you saying? We are the greatest. Those over there are the bad or strange guys, at least. But you know, the world looks different depending on from which side you see it. And I had the fortune, good opportunity to be able to spend a considerable amount of time in Asia, both in China and India. And basically, that's where I spent maybe altogether 1 year each. And in a family, being married into a family of actual Beijing Chinese and having lived and studied the philosophy of India very much so, you know, when you do, things look very different. First of all, you notice that those two nations, China and India, could be the best of friends because they have a similar outlook on the world and life and all of that. In India, it's called Dharma. In China, it's the way or the Tao. And it seems they are becoming friends actually now, which, if it is true, is a happy surprise to me. But you know, I'm just saying here that we need to question things that we have grown up with as accepted as reality and as just the way things are. Because wherever we grow up, we are, of course, getting our world and our worldview shaped by those who educate us and who control our media and our parents, of course. But they are also, in general, following the media and all of that. So, as I often say now, today, more than ever, probably, a very important, if not the most important, skill to learn, and I'm talking to youngsters here especially, is to question, check facts. Don't believe everything you see and hear on the screens. Check sources. Think about it. Make up your own mind. Use your intelligence. That's why you have it. Don't just use it for playing computer games unless they teach you something good. Don't even listen to don't even just believe in what I say, but please listen and then think about it, check it out, do your homework, and make up your own mind. That's why I am here.